Chapter 4. Clocks. We drew and drew in our journals. Mr. Scary waited until all of us were done. Then he walked around the room and he looked at everyone's pictures. He gave out shiny gold stars. First he gave stars to Camille and Chanel. "What great looking dogs you drew, girls," he said. "Look at those floppy ears." Lucille raised her hand. "Look at mine, teacher," she said. "I drew a cat with pointy ears. See, my rich Nana has an expensive cat just like this. Its fur is a foot thick almost." Mr. Scary looked strange at her. "Really, Lucille? A whole foot of fur?" he said. My. He gave her a gold star and moved on. He went to a boy named Roger. Roger was in my same class last year. "Excellent job, Roger," Mr. Scary said. "You drew a man wearing a coat. The words man and coat were both on the board, weren't they?" I did a little frown, because none of these words were actually sounding familiar. After that, Mr. Scary walked to Sheldon and Shirley Cool Bat and Ball. Sheldon, he said. "And Shirley, you drew a bat and ball too, didn't you?" I put my head on my desk. Something was very wrong here. Finally, Mr. Scary got to May. "Oh, May," he said, "what a special clock you drew. That the big hand has five fingers. That's very unusual." "Yes," he said, "May. I created it myself. Plus clock was the hardest word up there, wasn't it, Mr. Scary? I am the only one who even knew the word clock. I bet." Just then my stomach felt sickish inside. I quick closed my journal and stuffed it in my desk. Mr. Scary saw me, Ginny B. He said, "Don't you want to show me your drawing? Don't you want a gold star for today?" I shook my head real fast. "Nope, no thank you. I said, not today. I really, really don't care for a gold star today, but thank you for asking. Mr. Scary kept on standing there. The end. The end. This, I said, he did not budge. Please move along, I said. Finally, Mr. Scary bent down next to me. He lowered his voice so no one could hear. I'm sorry, Junie B, but I'd really like to see what you drew, he said. I need to make sure that you understood the assignment. Then before I knew it, he took my journal out of my desk and he gave it to me to hold. After that, he walked me into the hall and he let me show him my drawing in private. And guess what? He liked it, I think. Oh wow, look at that, Junie B, he said. You drew a wonderful picture of, he kept on looking, a screaming chicken. I said, finally. Mr. Scary did a strange face. Yes, right, he said, it's a screaming chicken. I said again. I pointed at the chicken's mouth. See how it's screaming? Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, cluck. I used capital letters for the clucks. Capitals are for screaming. Correct? Well, yes, I suppose so, said Mr. Scary. But the thing is, Junie B, the word cluck wasn't on the board today. I know it, I said, the word on the board was cluck, only it didn't read all the letters right, I guess because I accidentally thought it was cluck. I tapped on my chin. What I actually wanted to draw was the butt and bow. I said, I really liked the sound of that one, but I didn't know how to get started. Actually, so I went ahead with the clock idea. Mrs. Scary looked confused at me. The butt and bow, he asked. I smiled kind of embarrassed. Yeah, well, I read those words wrong, too. I guess I said they turned out to be bat and ball. Mr. Scary frowned. He said, what about the other words on the board, Junie B? Do you remember how you read some of the other ones? How about dog and cat? Or coat and goat? I thought back. Then I made my voice real quiet. Duck and cot and coot and ute, I said. Mr. Scary nodded his head. Then he patted my hand very nice, and he gave me back my journal. And we popped it back into room 1.